We begin Perek Daled in Shir HaShirim. That's page 138. Hinach yafa ra'ayati, hinach yafa. You are beautiful, ra'ayati, my beloved. Hinach yafa, you are beautiful. Enayich yonim. Your eyes are like doves. We'll soon see in Rashi what that means really. Miba'ad letzamatech, from behind your braids, your hair braids. Sa'arech ke'eder ha'izim shegaleshu mehar gil'ad. Your hair flows down beautifully like a flock of goats that are gliding down the mountain of Gilad. Let's see Rashi. First, hopefully to understand a little bit more the words, and then the Nimshal. Rashi says in Pasuk Aleph, Hinach yafa ra'ayati ki lesan veritzan ve'arevu alav korbenotehem. Hare Perek Daled begins after the end of Perek Gimel, which was talking about the time when we sinned with the Chet HaEgel. And then Hashem told us to build the Mishkan. And He came back to us. The Anane HaKavod came back. And He gave us the Torah. B'yom chatunato, b'yom simchat libo. Yom chatunato ze matan Torah. Yom simchat libo is the Chanukat HaMishkan. So Hashem began to praise Am Yisrael. Ki lesan, lekales means to praise. Veritzan, leratzot otam. He told them words of encouragement. And He was very pleased, like we say in the Pasuk, Ve'areva l'Hashem minchat Yehuda v'Yerushalayim ki me'olam u'chshanim kadmoniyot. We hope for that day when Hashem will be pleased with our korbanot like it was in the days of old. In the time when we were in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, in the time of the Bet HaMikdash, when we brought korbanot to Hashem, Arevu alav korbanotehem. The korbanot of Am Yisrael were sweet to Hashem. Until, of course, Ad sheyafuach hayom. Until it came where the day ended. Shechatu lefanav b'mechofni ufinchas. And as we're going to read in the Haftarah this Shabbat, in Haftarat Chazon, Lama li rov zivchechem yomar Hashem. It came to a point where Hashem said, I don't want your korbanot anymore. You forgot the main idea. Lama li rov zivchechem yomar amonai savati olot elim v'chelev merim v'damparim uchvasim v'atudim lo chafatzti. Not interested. It started out with HaKadosh Baruch Hu loving our korbanot. Areva v'arevu alav korbanotem ad sheyafuach hayom. Where is ad sheyafuach hayom? That's going to be in Pasuk Vav. For five psukim in the beginning of Perek Dalet, it's all praise to Am Yisrael. Hinach yafa ra'ayati, hinach yafa, enayich yonim. On page 140, enayich yonim. So now, normally we would explain your eyes, enayich, your eyes, keyonim, are like doves. Rashi does not explain that here. Rashi says, givanayich umar'itech vedugmatech. Your look, sometimes in the Mikra, in the Torah, we find that the word ayin does not mean only eye, it means look, mar'e. Like for example, ve'eno ke'ena bedolach. The way it looks is like, that's about the man. It looks like a bedolach, it looks like a crystal stone. And there are other places also. En Yaakov, El Eretz Dagan Vitu, and other places where the word Ain or En means Mar'e. So Enayich Yonim, Rashi explains here, Givanayich, your colors, Umar'itech, your look, V'dugmatech, your example, your image, Kayona Hazot HaDeveka BeVenzuga. That's Enayich Yonim. You are likened to the Yonah. What's special about the Yonah, about the dove? That they are loyal, the couple, Zug Yonim, yeah? They're loyal to each other. The doves are loyal one to another. And not only that, ukesheshohatim ota enamifarkeset ela poshetet savar. When the time comes, when the dove is coming to be nishchat, she stretches out her tzavar. She doesn't run away. Rashi says, kach at, so to you, Am Yisrael, natat shechem lisbol uli umorai. Hashem is saying, I appreciate the fact that you accepted my toughness, my hardship. Kibaltem al atzmechem, kibaltem al atzmechem uli umorai. Ze kashe. No one else would be able to do it. No one else. Tiarta le'atzmecha, did you think that we're going to hear this from the words Enayich Yonim? Rashi HaKadosh is able to extract from the word Enayich Yonim, Anachnu kmo Yonim. Ech kmo Yonim? Igi azman, poshtim tzavarenu, lishchita, mekablim alenu, ol malchut shamayim, mekablim isurim be'ava. We accept it with love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what you want, we accept it. We're not mefarkes. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. We didn't say, kacha, shalom, goodbye. We didn't say that. Al naharot bavel, sham yashavnu, gam bachinu, vezochenu etzion. Lo shachachnu, lo natannu le'atzmenu lishkoach. We didn't allow to forget. Any other people would have said, so we're done here, right? Gamarnu. Now, ze elech la'atzmo, vze elech la'atzmo. Gamarnu. Ah? כי זה שבח, כי זה שבח גדול. ישלם, אתה מתכוון שכר, כן? כן, בוודאי. Absolutely. מאה אחוז. כמו שהנביא אומר, שיום אחד אנחנו נאמר לקדוש ברוך הוא תודה על כל הכעסים ועל כל הצרות. כי אנחנו נראה איך שאנחנו נקבל שכר גדול ומרובה ומכופל על כל הקשיים ועל כל הצרות. כי עם ישראל איכשהו קיבל את זה. איכשהו. כל אחד בדרגתו, each one on his level. But עם ישראל accepted it. We're still here. You can't stay, you can't endure for so many years if you don't באיזשהו בחינה נפשית accept it. If we wouldn't accept it, we wouldn't be here today. עינייך יונים, we're like the Yonah. I didn't know this about the Yonah. We learned something about the dove. The dove is loyal to each other. And loyalty is its midah all around. Am Yisrael is loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only through the good times, but even through the harsh times, we don't forget Him. We even become closer. Ze kulo Ruach HaKodesh. Kol ze ze Ruach HaKodesh kan. Kodesh Kadashim, nachon. עינייך יונים מבעד לצמתך. מה זה מבעד לצמתך? And also, שערך כעדר העיזים. רשי, on page 142. הקילוס הזה דוגמת קילוס אישה הנאהבת לחתן. First of all, obviously, these are words of love that the חתן says to his beloved קלה. Obviously. You look so beautiful. Your eyes are so beautiful from behind the braids, from behind your beautiful hair. יפה מאוד. מבעד לצמתך. מה זה מבעד לצמתך? מבפנים לכישורייך. From behind your knots, your braidings, שערך נאה ומבהיק בצוהר ולבנונית. Your hair shines beautifully. כשער עיזים לבנות היורדות מן ההרים. Like the flowing hair of the goats that are gliding down the mountain, usaram mavhik mirachok, and from far, it looks like a stream of milk that is coming down the mountain. Sa'arech ke'eder ha'izim. Ve'ha'dugma, Rashi omer, dugma, belashon Rashi, hakavana, ma'a nimshal, what's the nimshal? שדימה כנסת ישראל לכך זוהי. Here is the meaning. מבפנים למחנותייך ומשכנותייך, אף הרקים שביך, חביבים עליי כי יעקב ובניו, שגלשו לרדת מהר הגלעד כשהשיגם לבן שם. That's one פירוש. מבעד לצמתך, מה זה צמתך? צמתך זה קישורים, קשרים. There are Jews that have all kinds of kishurim. They have all kinds of nuts that are between them and the outside. Which means if you only look on the outside, you see problems. You see issues. You see kishurim. You see tzamot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Inach yafa ra'ayati, inach yafa, enayich yonim, miba'ad letzamatech. Hashem says, I'm able to look from behind. All these ksharim utchachim vebayot, I see from behind. I see from within. And you're beautiful. You are as beautiful as Yaakov uvanav that were coming down Har Gilad when they were being chased by Lavan. That's the remez here. Shegaleshu mehar Gilad. Ke'eder ha'izim shegaleshu mehar Gilad. Davar acher, ke'otan shetzavu al Midian. Another pirush here. Like last week's parasha, parashat matot, like Am Yisrael that went to war against Midian, be'ever ha'yarden she'i eretz gil'ad, in the other side of the Yarden, which is eretz gil'ad. So ke'eder ha'izim she'galeshu me'har gil'ad, like the army of Am Yisrael that went to fight with Midian. And if you remember how the Torah describes, if you learned Rashi in the beginning of parashat matot, ve'lo nifkad mimenu ish. Everybody came back. There was not one missing. What does it mean? Only physically? Rashi says there was not one missing even spiritually. They went to war against Midian. We understand what happened with Benot Moab and Benot Midian. When they went to war, not one stumbled. Not one was nikshal. They came back as pure as they went. Rashi, last week's parasha, parashat matot. Velo nifkad mehem ish. And they didn't take from the shalal. They didn't take from what they found. Nothing. They brought everything to Moshe and Elazar HaKohen. Remember last week's parasha? Sa'arech ke'eder ha'izim shegaleshu mehar gil'ad. U'leshon ze b'midrash shir ha'shirim. And then Rashi goes on for the next 10 lines to explain to us. And he shows mastery in Lashon HaKodesh. Ma ze mi-ba'ad? U'lashon mi-bifnim. Sherov be'ad shebamikra. Whenever we find the word ba'ad in the Mikra, davar ha'mesech u'magen neged davar acher. It means something that is a partition that is protecting something inside. Kemo u'ba'ad kochavim yachtom, or ha'aretz berichei ba'adi, or ha'ba'ad arafel. Or I'll give you another one in Parashat Noach, va'izgor Hashem ba'ado, which means protection. So when it says mi ba'ad, ma ze mi, amem, ze kmo min, min ba'ad. Mibad hu adavar shu bifnim leoto be'ad. That which is behind the masach that is protecting. Lekach hu omer mibad letzamatech. Ma ze tzamatech? Lashon davar ha-metzamtzem ha-se'ar shelo yafriach latzet. A knot, a braid that you make in the hair to collect the hair together that it shouldn't be spread out and wild. That's all kinds of, tyings that they used to have and that they have today. And then Rashi goes on to explain a yesod in Dikduk over here in the word, which means the taf is not part of the shoresh here. Ze lo hakavana tzomet, ela tzama. Tzadik mem he, lo tzomet. And Rashi explains, "Lo itachen lefaresh tzamatech leshon tzomet shetehe ataf meshoreshet b'teva that the taf is part of the shoresh sheimken ayala liyot degusha keshi nismechet lehei lifaol ba peulat nekeva, because then the taf would have a dagesh when, in other words, if the taf would be part of the shoresh, then when you have to put a he after the shoresh tzamata, then the ta would be with a dagesh. O levav, for example, like Shabbat. Shabbat, the taf is part of the shoresh. So when you want to say Shabbatah u mo'adah, there is a dagesh in the taf. Or Shabbato, Mide chodesh bechodesho, v'mide shabbat b'shabbato. So there is a dagesh in the taf, because the taf is part of the shoresh. Keshu notna li nekeva u'midgeshet, k'mo chagah, chodesha v'shabbata, v'chein ezachar, olat shabbat b'shabbato. V'taf shel tzamatech shi rafa, but in our pasuk, tzamatech, the taf is rafa. It doesn't have a dagesh. Al kolchenu ba b'mkomhe. So in other words, it's the taf here is not part of the shoresh, it's instead of the he of the shoresh, of tzama. V'yehe shema kishur tzama, u'kishu samuch letito lezachar u'nekeva, te'afech he letav, kegon shivcha. For example, you take the word shivcha. So when you want to add his shivcha, how do you say shivchato? Efo alach ha-he? Ha-he alach v'niyah taf. Lo omrim shivchaho, omrim shivchato, right? Or if shivchata. לא שפחה, אלא שפחתה. כגון שפחה, תהפך לומר שפחתו. וכן אמה, when you have a shoresh that is a ה at the end, א' מ' ה', אמתו, אמתה, ערווה, ערוותו, ערוותה. וכן זה, so here also, צמה is צמתו, צמתה, or in our פסוק, צמתך. צמתי, צמתך, שגלשו, שנקרחו, גיבח, מתרגמין אנגלוש, כשהבהמות יורדות מן ההר, נמצא ההר נקרח וממורת מהם. It looks as if when the goats are coming down, are rushing down, are gliding down the mountain, it looks as if there is a frost of white that covers the mountain from far. It looks like that. So that's שגלשו מהר גלעד. Rashi lo ozev et ha-dikduk. He doesn't get lazy when it comes to explaining the technicalities. Many people will find this Rashi, okay, let's skip it. No, it's beautiful. Rashi is as passionate as he is when he's explaining the nimshal and the mashal and the inyan of the pasuk, also when he explains the dikdukim of Lashon HaKodesh. Everything is meticulously holy. So, we did only one pasuk this time because the Rashi was long. We'll have to stop here and begin Shir HaShirim.